Wonders of Water with Rick and Christy.
Your stories are sometimes just plain crazy.
And scary.
It can't be that hard, right?
It's easy.
It's easy.
Absolutely.
I don't even know how to respond to this.
We would have been much better off to not have done that.
I don't know that I could say that out loud.
Now here's Rick and Christy.
Hey, this is Rick.
And this is Christy. Thank you for listening to Wonders of Water podcast. In this season, we are diving into embracing the journey in all of the various stories and experiences that we've had. In today's episode, we're going to hear from Rick and his experience in learning how to barefoot water ski and the importance of having the right tools. But before we jump in, let's go back a little bit. Go back all the way, actually. To, you know, when you started going to the lake. When was that, Rick?
So that's a great question, because I would say what I remember is about the age of 8. However, my parents, I'm sure, could show you pictures when I was a baby. So I've been going as long as I was alive, but I don't really remember anything until about 8.
Okay. Was this an activity that your mom and dad grew up doing, or, you know, how was it that this came about?
Yeah, so my grandparents had a boat.
Okay.
So my mom did go boating. I don't know that she embraced skiing anywhere near what I ended up doing, but, you know, they definitely were out and in a boat. They had a boat. My dad did not until they got together and were married, and then they would go together with her parents. My dad got introduced to it through my mom.
Okay.
And then, you know, passed it on to me.
Very cool. So they enjoyed it before you came around. It was something that they were doing ahead of time?
Yeah. So, I mean, they would go boating. Like I said, I don't know that the skiing aspect of it was ever as big until me. I remember that original boat, it was actually an outboard. The gas tanks were 5-gallon individual gas tanks.
Mm-hmm.
So you would actually be able to unscrew the gas line and then move it over to another tank. So I remember skiing, we ran out of gas, and you would be able to unscrew it, put it on the other one, and then keep going.
Different kinds of boats out there,
yep,
for sure.
Definitely changed quite a bit.
All right. So let's get back to your story, right? I know today you wanted to talk about a time in which having the right tools is really critical to your success. So tell us about barefoot skiing and that process and what it took for you to be successful in that.
Yeah. So this one, I was learning how to barefoot, and there's a lot of different ways to do it. And again, technology, you know, with the barefoot booms and things now, there's different ways to do it. At that time, I was learning how to do it off of a hydro slide. And so the boat that my parents had was, you know, a family inboard, outboard, kind of a cruiser. It really wasn't specifically designed for skiing, but I mean, hey, it did what it needed to do, especially for smaller kids to be able to ski. So I was actually learning how to barefoot, put your feet out to the sides, get on a knee board, and then the boat had enough time to get up to speed, and then you'd put your feet in and you'd be able to barefoot. Well, at the time, I was trying to learn how to deep water start, which basically there's no knee board. It's just you, and you know, put your feet up and say hit it and try to plane on your own. And so I was trying that behind their boat, and basically you would just put your feet up, say hit it, and you would just be buried. I mean, you're just waiting for there to be enough speed for you to get on top, but you're just underwater for an extensive period of time, and there just wasn't enough power to make it happen. So you just felt like you were drowning until you couldn't hold on anymore.
Right. Okay. So before you and I got married, I don't know that I really knew what barefoot water skiing is. I mean, essentially, right, you're just trying to get on top of the water, no skis, completely barefoot, right?
That's it.
It's so, that simple.
Yeah, I mean, but the thing is, based on the dynamics, right, you have to have a certain amount of speed for that to work. So if you're not going quite fast enough, when you put your feet on the water, they're going to sink. And if they sink at all, then you're going to go over forward and it's not going to work. So that's the tricky part, is you got to be going fast enough before you put your feet in. Otherwise, you're just going to, you know, take a face plant. The thing here was, so my parents were, hey, this is a nice, you know, thing that you want to do, but they didn't know this at the time. So they were like, well, is it really that the boat's not capable or you just don't know what you're doing, right? Because I've never done it before. So
it's a fair question,
right? So at the time, my uncle, Jerry, my mom's brother on that side of the family, he actually had a boat, an American Skier, which is a ski boat that he had purchased. And so we invited him to come out to the lake that we normally go to one weekend. And so he brought his American Skier out. So basically that was the first time I actually tried to do a deep water start behind his boat. And all of a sudden, bang, I just popped on top of the water.
So first try.
Yeah.
You got on the water.
As soon
as
you had enough.
How old were you again?
12.
No, you couldn't have been that young. Really?
Yeah. So it was that quick, right? As soon as you're able to get the pop out of the hole, right? So it's got to go from zero to that fast, you know, within a couple of seconds. But having an actual ski boat, that was the funny part, right? At that moment, it answered the question for my parents. It's like, well, is it the boat or is it you? Well, guess what? It was the boat. And so my uncle proved that. And so we then went into discussions about what new boat we were going to get.
All right. Now, you brought up speed, right? This seemed to work for you. You know, when you're barefoot skiing, like how fast do you have to go?
It's not really that much faster. And again, I mean, at that point, I didn't weigh hardly anything, right? I weigh maybe 150 pounds or something. So, I mean, you could barefoot somewhere between 32 to 34 mile an hour. So that's not incredibly fast in comparison. I mean, if you're slalom skiing, it's probably somewhat similar. But I think the important part for ski boats, it's a matter of getting from zero to that very quickly. So you don't have 4 or 5 seconds to get there. You need to be there as soon as you say so.
Why barefoot? Like, what got you? Had you been water skiing, you know, with actual skis before this point in time? And what, you know, got you to the point of thinking, hey, that looks cool. I want to learn how to do that.
Yeah. So definitely been skiing. So, I mean, skied on two, slalom skied, you know, did all that stuff. But the big thing that kind of pushed me to the barefooting option or challenge, I guess, was that we went to Marine World, Africa, USA, which was a, you know, animal type of a thing. They had all sorts of tigers and parrots and the whole spiel. But at the time, they had a water ski show. Mm-hmm. And so that was the one that I would go to, right? So we would see all the shows, but I would always go to, if there were 4 water ski shows, I would be at all 4 water ski shows. At that point in time, they also then had, you know, a couple of the people that participated in their shows were also competing in competitions. So they would have weekends, and I'm going to say annually, I don't remember exactly, but basically it was barefoot competitions. And so we would go and just sit there on weekends and watch barefoot competitions. And so they did everything from, you know, barefoot jumping to weight crossings to tricks to all sorts of stuff. And that was basically lit the fire for my dream to barefoot.
Okay, so I'm going to date you a little bit here.
Yeah.
As I do.
I don't know.
As I normally do. They didn't have the internet back then. It doesn't sound like you had an instructor teaching you. Was this all self-taught? How did you learn how to barefoot?
I had a book.
It was an
intro to barefooting, and it was actually a book.
That's funny. So you learned how to barefoot ski with a book. Is that true for water skiing with skis too?
No, because my parents had, right? So they taught me the water skiing side of it, you know, doubles and slalom and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, barefooting, since it was nothing they had ever done before, they actually purchased a how-to.
Very interesting. It worked, right? First time with your uncle's boat. How long had you been trying and, you know, learning how to barefoot ski on your parents' boat then?
I'm going to say a few months. And like I said, I was able to actually put my feet in the water and barefoot. It's just that I wasn't able to do the deep water start. And then it probably been, I'm going to say maybe a couple of months to where, you know, if you go every other weekend to the lake, so maybe 4 or 5 times where I'd tried and been unsuccessful before we invited him or were able to set up a weekend where he would come out.
Okay. You get behind your uncle's boat.
Yep.
Had he ever pulled somebody barefoot? So he was new to this. Yep. Was it your uncle? Was it your dad driving the boat?
Yeah, no, my uncle drove his own boat. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm curious, right? Like, okay, this is your first time. How did it feel, right? You're young. I don't know about 12, but we'll go.
Yeah, I don't even know. Like 16? 12, I don't know.
12 and 16 is very different, by the way.
Well, it was definitely before I was driving. So it was before 16, that's for sure.
Okay. All right. So how did it feel, right? That's a pretty pretty big.
Oh, it's exhilarating. Like when you actually put your feet in and you're still standing there, and the water kind of clears and you can see the accomplishment and the exhilaration is like unmatched. It's amazing.
I'm sure it feels fantastic, the accomplishment of it. Yep. But how does it feel in your feet?
Yeah, I don't feel a thing. Now,
I think you're saying that after years of doing this. No. I think you've lost feeling.
So as you're learning, right, the longer you go, because it doesn't last that long, right? So when you're learning, you know, if you're on your feet for 10 seconds, you feel like, wow, I accomplished something. You do take a beating, right? Because, and again, that's back to in today's world, if you do that on a boom and your feet kick out, you can hold on and not take the beating. Well, I was just taking the beating. Every time the feet stuck a little bit, you know, you would just take a face plant. After a while, when you go for more than 30, 40, you know, a minute, well, you feel kind of a line straight across your foot. And it's more on the arch that you feel it. Because of the adrenaline, you don't feel it in the moment. But after you let go or come to a stop, then if you've been up for quite a while, you definitely feel the stinging a little bit. It is kind of interesting because it needs to be really, really flat, you know, so you definitely can't have waves. But if it's absolute glass, that line is in one spot.
Yeah.
So it's actually beneficial to have just a little bit of movement. So it's not exactly in the same spot all the time.
You take a beating. What are some of those injuries that you've had as a result of it?
Well, I'll tell you kind of another one where the next step in barefooting for me was to tumble turn. And a tumble turn is, so you're on your feet, you actually kind of sit back down on the water.
You're barefooting at this point in time, right?
Yeah. Okay. So this is a couple of years later, right?
Right.
You're going to sit back on the water and you just spin. So it's kind of like you're just on the top of the water, right? While you're being pulled. So you basically just spin all the way around and then put your feet back in. It's called a tumble turn. Well, same scenario, right? There is just one weekend, you know, that was the next step in my process. I was able to barefoot pretty consistently. Everything was good. And I was learning how to tumble turn. So in this case, I just took a bunch of just nasty, weird falls because you're down on the water and you're spinning. And so you dig a hip or you dig a shoulder or, you know, whatever it was. Well, in this particular case, I remember driving home. So this was after I was 16, but I had gauze like stuffed in my mouth because my mouth was bleeding. I remember driving home from the lake almost like a chipmunk with the gauze in my mouth because I was bleeding from trying to learn how to tumble turn.
Is that just from like face planting or like did you have gauze?
I don't even remember. It wasn't like a tooth or anything, but I mean, it must have been like maybe I bit the inside of my mouth or something to that effect.
Very interesting. Now, we haven't talked about the suits that you wear, right?
Like, yes.
You can't just barefoot ski like everybody would water ski, right? Like,
yep.
You actually have to wear something. So tell us a little bit about what you have to wear and why.
I did this one the hard way also, but this goes back to when I was learning how to ski, right? So you get on a kneeboard, which I was very comfortable riding kneeboards, right? So ended up where you get on the kneeboard and you get the speed up where you plant your feet. So when you set your feet down in the water, there's just the spray, you know, comes up your leg type of a scenario. Well, what happens there, the first time I did it and actually like was barefooting, you ask about the feet. Well, in this case, you had like water burns on the inside of your thighs because you don't think about the water that's coming off of your feet on the inside goes straight up that inside of your leg. So, I mean, it just burned the inside of both legs. So, yeah, the next trip was to the barefoot suit store. And so we got a wetsuit specifically made for barefooting.
Was that not in the book that you needed to have a barefoot?
I don't know if that, like,
suit?
If we missed that page or if we got the book the next week, but yeah.
Okay. All right. Interesting. So I know you barefoot ski, you water skied. How long were you water skiing before you decided to barefoot?
Probably a couple of years, 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it that different? You know, like.
Yes. It is a completely different situation.
It can't be that hard, right?
No, it's easy.
It's easy.
Yeah, absolutely.
So last year, right, we got a boom.
Yeah.
We decided to go a little bit modern, try it out, maybe even help teach others to barefoot.
Yep.
Did they have these back in the day?
No, that's what I was going to say. For years, I made fun of people that used the boom because I paid dearly for all my learning experiences. And then when those booms came out, right, like I said, you're able to take that fall, but your feet just kick out and you can just put them back in the same spot. And so, yeah, there was a lot of pain involved. I looked at it as a badge of honor at the time, but right now that boom is a really cool thing.
Okay. Now you've been barefooting for how long now? 40 years?
Yeah, that's about right.
How has it changed over the years then for you? Like riding a bike?
Yeah, no. I mean, at this point,
it's gotta hurt.
No. At this point, it's muscle memory. You just do it because that's what you do. And my body is, for so many years, knows what position to be in and how long to hold and where you need to be on the wake before you put your feet in. And, you know, all those little intricacy things that you learn over the years. The only difference now is when I was in my 20s, you could maybe power through a mistake where you put your feet in and it wasn't quite right. You were just strong enough or agile enough to overcome it. Whereas now, you know, you just got to be a little bit more precise and make sure it's right.
It's not something I want to do. Now, that being said, have you had the chance to teach anybody how to barefoot?
Yeah.
Or have you kept this to yourself?
No, that's what I was going to say. That's the other difference. When I was young, after I got my first boat, both of my friends that I skied with both learned how.
Okay.
So when we would go.
Now, was that with you or?
Yes. That was with me. So, we would go on trips. I mean, we would go to the lake.
Mm-hmm.
We went on houseboats to Lake Shasta. Yeah, we actually ended up doing 2 and 3 people barefooting at the same time. So, I mean, yeah, it was almost more of a club or a social environment where the three of us were all able to do it. And it was kind of cool.
And you're still doing it, right? So how long are you going to keep doing this for?
I did have an agreement, a gentleman's agreement, I guess, with my dad,
mm-hmm.
that as long as he continued to ski, that I would continue to barefoot. I don't know if I'm happy or sad about this, but a couple of years ago, and my dad, I'm trying to remember, my dad, like, what, 85 now. So he hasn't slalom skied in a couple of years. So I was able to barefoot. So I actually had the upper hand in that agreement. But the other piece was I was diagnosed with cancer. One of the main things for me was once I was cancer-free that I was able to barefoot again. And that was the hugest thing mentally for me. We went to Lake Powell, and when I got my feet back in the water and was standing there, it was incredible.
And now you have an agreement with my dad.
And I renewed it. Yep. So now it's a father-in-law. Yeah, we're going to see. This is the second year or third year?
This was the second year.
Yeah, of that agreement. So he's got to continue to slalom ski, and I'm going to keep barefooting then as long as I can.
And my dad's 70. So he's got plenty of time, right?
There you go.
Compared to your dad.
Yeah.
So we're good in there. I always like to ask you and your stories, what was one of those things that you learned from this experience? Your key takeaway?
Right tool for the right job. If you are struggling with something in your skiing environment, if you're trying to do something and it just isn't working and you see other people doing it, make sure that you have the right toy, tool, ski, whatever it is, because it can make a huge difference. And it could be nothing that you're doing wrong, but the equipment can really change the whole scenario.
Now you mentioned, right, you were successful on your uncle's boat. Your parents went and bought a new boat.
Mm-hmm.
Once you got that new boat, right, what were your experiences like then, right from then on out with your parents, right? And going to the lake, I'm sure that changed everything completely from there on out.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, like I said, that was right around the 14 to 16 scenario. So it was kind of funny because I actually then started going, or I was able to drive. So my parents didn't go as much with me. And that's when it started being, you know, me and my friends. It was enabled everything that I had wanted. And so then it was just the sky's the limit.
That's awesome. Well, it's pretty cool. I know being able to watch you when we go, and I think you only ski at Lake Powell these days. When we go to the local lakes, it's not really you skiing. It's really more you driving and
I'm doing things
for everybody else.
Enjoying watching other people. I get kind of spoiled because of the water and the conditions that I'm looking for. And that I can guarantee that happens at Lake Powell. So I know that's going to happen when we go there.
Yeah. But it's fun. It's fun watching you do your thing for the short time that it is. It's funny, right? Like all of the work that goes into it for something I'm definitely not used to with my experience with water skiing with my family. But you being on the water for maybe, 30 seconds?
Oh, wait a minute.
It seems like it.
It's a minute for a barefoot run for sure.
Okay, well, maybe. No, it's fun. Definitely impressive to watch that. It's good, right, with the experiences that we have to be able to, especially with the boom now, hopefully, just give those same opportunities, those learnings to the people that come along with us, if they're daring to try that.
Well, you know what? And that is actually part of what I love to do, is to share what excites me about the sport with others, right? So when I see other people come out with us, you know, see them light up for doing some of the same things, that makes it's worth it. So that's really cool to see too.
And it's fun to watch. So I would definitely encourage you, if you're thinking about trying something, barefoot skiing is definitely going to be something that is a little bit more difficult, probably a little bit harder on your body, but just something you can definitely brag about. So look into it, watch the videos. If nothing else, there's some pretty fantastic videos, some pretty awesome falls, but they've got some really cool things out there. So thank you again, Rick, and I'm sure we'll have more stories to come from all of your adventures.
Follow us on Instagram at @homeonthewater or visit us at homeonthewater.com.